I don't know if this is going to work well, really. I don't know.
Morning.
John Bishop. He's the man, look at him. He's the man, he's John Bishop. What a man, he's a man. Oh, yes, he can.
I had to give him a hug, not for his sport relief efforts, but for last night.
All right. Well, because I went out with Chris.
No. Worse than that.
No. We don't like to talk about 13 minutes in London.
I'm not surprised.
Hello, John.
Hello, Christopher. How are you?
I am brilliant. How are you?
I'm very good indeed, sir.
Are you happy? Are you fighting fit and raring to go?
Yeah, I'm loving every minute of this occasion.
All right, that's good. Good to hear.
I love that you bring guests on, and for people who've never been here, there's a little room next to this room where you sit there. It's like a little conservatory because you're looking through a glass window at you.
Right.
And then you just stand there and slag the guest off before you bring them on.
Hang on a sec.
I've just heard all this stuff about vegetarianism. There's no need for that.
And hang on a second, though. But have I said anything that's actually wrong? No, I haven't, have I?
Someone texts in and says, does your dad know?
No, to be fair.
John, I think a lot of the United Kingdom is waking up this morning going, I never knew. Yeah. You kept that quiet.
You can't tell.
I feel as though you've lied to me all these years.
I've not lied to you. There's just certain things about your personality I obviously don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not like that. I don't have a side of my personality.
I know, but
like
when we went out for a drink last night and I saw those handcuffs fall out your pocket, I thought that's something I didn't know about Chris.
That's way more socially acceptable than being a vegetarian.
He's a community service officer.
That's right. Want me to arrest you?
I'd love to see you as a community service officer for a night. You'd be going,
sure.
Go on, look, lads, just don't make too much noise. Mm. Off you go.
Now we went for a sensible dinner last night, didn't we?
Yeah. Dim sum?
We had
very nice, yeah.
I had a lot of dim sum. I had a big blowout.
Did you have the
night.
Spicy beef ones?
And spicy chicken.
Spicy beef, my favourite.
And they had a special on the go as
Did
well.
They?
The garlic one. Anyway, sorry. Back to reality.
Yeah.
He didn't have any of that. Well, he had boring dim sum.
It's good for veggies, though, that place.
Boring salads.
It was fine. It was good. I enjoyed it. It was me, Chris, his dad, Jody.
That's right, yeah. We're all out.
Was your dad down?
Yeah, dad's down. So he came out. They all went out to the theatre last night, and dad went, I'm still with you. What are you doing?
Go on. Let's go dip some.
Can I just say now, on the webcams, by the way, Laura has been stood on it for about a minute trying to get it switched on. Good Lord,
come on, love.
Come on. And it's us in the backdrop. Can you see this, John?
No.
It's us in the backdrop, and then Laura. It's very, there very weird.
All right, I can see it, yeah.
Strange, isn't it?
So
that is odd, that.
Yeah. It's like she's on your lap, John.
Yeah.
It's like she's giving you a weird jog lap dance.
It's like a laptop lap dance.
Go on, Laura!
It looks like you're working her.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Go on, jump up and down, Laura.
There you go.
John, try and peer over her other shoulder.
I'll do the other one.
Go to your right.
That's it. Right. See if it looks like I'm going to bite her head off.
Well, can you then morph me in as well? I don't know if you can do that. I don't think you can.
You can make it look like you're staring at a bum, John.
No.
If you look down. Go on, look down.
There we are. Look, three of us. Laura can actually slap us both.
Yeah.
If she puts her arm out, she can slap us both on the screen. No, pull them in. Ow! There you are. Lovely. All right, okay. Anyway, let's get back to it. So tonight, the big documentary is on.
Mm-hmm.
This is Your Week of Hell. We were talking about this last night. And I can't wait to see it. Really, really can't wait to see it. Because I know it was tough, but I don't think I really know how tough it was until I watch it and go, oh my God, that looks awful.
Yeah. Well, it'd be odd for me because obviously you're in the middle of it and you two both turned up, so you saw what it was like, and it'd be odd to see how they try and capture all that.
We were saying before that I think only tonight...
That'd be the highlight of the documentary with me and Dave.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, for us, anyway. Probably 57 minutes of you two.
Yeah.
And then he said, and he rolled at the end.
But you'll appreciate how much you did when you watched it tonight, I think. I think you need to see it from a different angle, don't you?
Probably. Probably you need to see him at a bit of distance.
And are you all mended now?
Nearly, but I played this five-a-side, which is just... I was saying to you, I've sort of said, for this week, I'll do whatever sport leave say, anything. And so my kid's school, the teacher said, look, we're going to have a game of five-a-side, teachers against six formers.
Yeah.
Six formers have to pay money to play the teachers. If you all play, it'll be great, we'll boost it. So I went and I turned up, and it was, this is really the first thing I've done since I finished. And you could just, you know, for the first 5 minutes, it was fine. Then everything started there, and then the ball started bouncing off me. And there was loads of enthusiasm. And all the teachers were going, it'd be dead fit, it'd be great. And then, you know, as you walk off, and everyone knows you were rubbish.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to say, God, you were a disappointment.
Oh, no.
And I felt like saying, yeah, but...
But it's not like you lost, was it?
No, we did. We got beat 3-1. Although the referee was terrible. I've got to be honest, yeah. He was one of the kids, the referee. He was awful. And I know you don't want to, you know, break anyone's ambition, but if that lad's planning to be a football referee, he was terrible.
Right.
Awful.
Fair enough.
In fact, I hope he fails his A-levels.
Well,
I'm not bitter.
The challenge is tonight. It's on the television. Don't forget, this was 290 miles from Paris to London in 5 days. Cycling, rowing, and then just over three marathons in 3 days. So just over a marathon a day for 3 days. It's on tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC One and BBC One HD, I would imagine. And I really hope, I haven't seen any edit of this or anything yet. All I've seen are a couple of little videos that Sport Relief put out on YouTube.
Yeah.
But we spoke to John just before he started. And the idea was, as far as we were concerned, John would hand the phone to somebody. And then John would get on the bike, get his feet in the stirrups or whatever you call it, get himself ready.
Stirrups, that was last
pedals.
And then
that was when I called me taxi.
So dim sum's just code, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Steam dumplings.
Dim sum, more like some dim, that means. So anyway, the idea was John was going to get on the bike and someone's going to hold the phone to his mouth and to his ear so I could go, right, are you ready? He's got both hands on the handlebars. 3, 2, 1, off you go. And he cycles away. See you, Chris. Brilliant. But no, John takes the phone back and then starts cycling. So when you see him set off, he's got both hands on the steering wheel, on the
handlebars,
and in his left hand, then he lifts it up and he's cycling, he's steering with one hand, going, I'm off now. And I'm like, put the phone down.
But that's what it was like when you were there, when Dave come, and you were on the phone to the studio.
Yeah.
You had headphones on and a little speaker on. And at every interview that I did, running, someone just came from the long and gave me the phone. And I had to run holding the phone.
It's very low
tech. In the middle of a marathon. Go on, and when you turned up, you were going, have you got headphones? Have you got an headset so enough to carry the phone? No,
I can't believe it. I thought he's running. Give him a Bluetooth. He can have a little thing.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
He just has to press a button, beep, and he's on talking to anybody. No, he's having to hold the phone and run.
To carry it.
Well, I hope everybody tunes in tonight from 9 o'clock. It's going to be fascinating to watch.
I think it'll be interesting because it'll put it in context as well. Because you know the way they do these documentaries, they did it with Helens and they did it with David. They just remind everyone what it's about.
Yeah. So far, Radio One listeners were brilliant on your challenge.
Absolutely outstanding. I said it when I was doing it, but they were absolutely brilliant.
Well, just over 1,140,000 pounds, which is great. Add to that all the other money that was coming in and people throwing money at John on the street, and even that money that I collected when I was running that I did give in.
Eventually.
I put in my bank account for a couple of days, see if it would make anything. It made nothing.
No, interest rates are rubbish, aren't they?
That's what it's like at the moment here. Just over £1.6 million you've raised so far. So that is amazing. And you know what? The weird thing is, I kind of can't talk to you about it because I think you kind of go, and it's brilliant. We can all go, that, John, is amazing. And you go, yep.
But I don't know what else to say.
I know exactly.
Great,
and I'm going, I can't wait to watch the show to see how tough it is. And I'm looking at you and you're there going, Yep. Well, I did it. I know how tough it bloody was.
I know, but it's hard, isn't it? Because you can't...
It's a difficult thing.
The big thing is the money is more important than the thing.
Yeah.
That's excuse me a minute. I'm just going to have to shoot upstairs.
Oh, are you going to run?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably, are you going to try and get in 4 minutes or what? How quickly are you going to do your mile?
I'm just going to
John, give him a time. Competitive Dave. Yeah. Won't let it go.
I think you can do it under six.
I can't do it.
Seven.
No.
8 minutes.
No. I'm going to do a little slow jog.
8:30?
What, by 8:30?
No.
You're fit when you turned up. You were fit.
We ran at the same pace, didn't we?
I know, yeah, but you're fit, so you could do it under 7 minutes.
Do it in 20 minutes or less.
Deal. I'll tell you what.
That's your challenge.
I'm back for 9.
All right, good. Yeah. Go on, Dave. Dave's off to do his run. Careful, I'll be a bit sweaty now that Laura's been on there, by the way.
See you in a bit.
See ya.
Has he only got one pair of shorts? He turned up those Everson shorts, I think.
I know. He doesn't like spending money.
It's offensive.
Oh, short arms, long pockets, him. I'm telling you. He won't give a door a bang, John. So, 9 o'clock tonight.
Did you get that off your dad? Oh, he wouldn't give a door a bang.
He's actually Uncle Jim. Yeah. So tonight on 9 o'clock, please watch it. And it's going to be a brilliant watch. And then if you want to give some money at the end of it, there'll be a little text number that will pop up at the end of the screen, no doubt, tonight. 9 o'clock, BBC One, for John's Week of Hell. There you are.
Really beautiful.
And it's still continuing, his Week of Hell, because now he's in here at God knows what time in the morning, and we're going to make him run.
Yeah.
And he's got a club foot or something. It's like swollen up. It's not like one of Jabba the Hutt's buttocks on the picture.
It's not even my foot now. I've got a new foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sport Relief said we'll just give you a new leg because the old one's broke.
Your run is totally optional, John. You don't have to
do it. Oh, yeah, you said that to me before.
I don't mean
it. It's me or some lad of Soul Solid Crew.
That's what you said. Don't joke, there is actually someone from Soul Solid Crew.
Soul Solid Crew?
Really?
Romeo's in later, yeah.
Romeo Dunn
from Soul Solid Crew. I can't not take the challenge, can I?
Well, that is true.
I can't be Soul Solid Crew without.
No, you can't. Because they'll be like, you know, what's up with you?
Yeah, what's up with you,
you big man? You're vegan. Yeah. All that. good for you for doing the mile.
Why aren't you doing it?
I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to come up with an excuse, but I don't want to.
Okay, well, you know what? You've got the strength of personality to do that.
You've made me feel bad.
It's okay.
You know, it's like the charity version of the mafia.
Oh, no.
You're not doing it, Chris?
No, I don't want to.
All right. Okay. I'll get talked into it now.
Yeah. We'll just let the kids in Africa know.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Chris didn't want to, Chris.
No, listen.
It's okay.
That's awful.
Chris didn't want to. It's not that he doesn't care about you.
Oh, you can't say that. I'm doing it for a new charity, Vegetarian Relief, where we try and turn them all normal. we're there holding a pepperami in front of you going, go on.
No, mate, what won't ever happen. 26 years, I think.
A turkey club, come on.
A turkey club. I love that. If someone's just turned on the radio, all the way is...
In the studio is John Bishop, Turkey Club. Like that. All right, let's do the news and then we'll come back, play a couple of songs, and then we're back with John Bishop. Send us a text, by the way, if you want. 811-9. Who's going to be in tonight watching John on the telly?
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
811-9. Are you going to have a night in with John Bishop and watch it? I am. It's going to be lovely. John said he'd love to watch it, but it clashes with the repeats of Friends on another channel, so says he's trying to catch up. All right, let's go to the news and sport with Dominic and Tina, 8:32.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning is...
8:35 now.
Do you know who's just about to start their run?
Who?
The one and only...
Yay!
Everton's finest, Mr. Comedy Dave Vitti!
Oh, too fast!
Go on, Dave! Go on, Dave!
Go on!
Go on, Dave!
Big, I'm too fast!
Get your arms up! Seriously, so I had to turn it off. Dave, come on.
Oh, what's wrong?
Charity.
I turned it on too fast.
Well, turn it down.
It's going to fall over.
Right.
Oh, you'll be fine. John, stop patting him on the head.
I know, there's a slight delay on the laptop, so I'm trying to do it, and then I move my hands away, and then by the time I come back, I'm hitting him on the head again. Oh, there you go. Look.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
By the way, you just need to do up your bottom button on your shirt.
No, mate. When
you left back before, we could see everything.
That's okay. I'm just making an extra donation. You can text in. A button for every text that comes in.
You give money, he gets naked. Seriously, we're never going to save Africa that way.
No.
Never going to happen. Okay, so how far into your run are you, Dave?
How far have I gone? 0.23 miles.
Oh, almost a quarter of the way there, my friend. Go on, Dave.
You know what? He's going for this. He's going for this time that we said.
And it's good, though, that he doesn't sound out of breath.
Oh, no, he sounds great, doesn't he? Wow. It sounds like he's having an asthma assessment, doesn't he?
None of that. He sounds like a mucky caller. You all right, Dave?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
All fine.
All right, we're going to leave you to it. Good luck, Dave.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. That's our Dave running.
Yeah. Not a happy man.
What, generally in life? You're right.
I think generally in life he's a happy man. But at this moment in time, he doesn't look his happiest.
Oh, no, he's all right. Dave, he can easily run a mile. That's the dog.
Oh, he can, yeah. But he looks like he didn't bring a spare T-shirt. Because that was the T-shirt he had on in the studio.
Well, weirdly, he did check Dave.
Hey?
Dave brought that T-shirt to run in, but he wore that T-shirt on Monday's show. And it's not a T-shirt, it's just a top.
I know it's a top, it's not a running shirt. But he does go... It's got buttons.
It's like a polo shirt. Yeah. But you do run, so I don't know why you didn't bring in like your running gear. Bye, Dave!
Bye!
I hope it's just because he can't hear me properly rather than he's not with me.
Yeah, but he must be the most fashion-conscious runner.
Say what, Dave? Dave, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, just about, yeah.
Okay, all right. Do I have to shout? Okay, bye, Dave!
Bye!
I think that's a yes.
Is he just having me on? Is that what it is?
I don't think so.
All right. Let's play the official Sport Relief track, which is JLS, and then we'll play another track, and then we'll be back with John Bishop and... Will you go through the text and get a list of people who are going to watch the show tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Are you watching John on the telly tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC One? Watch him go through. Go through the pain barrier. Bang! Well, he doesn't go, he falls through it, to be honest. And also, I wonder if there's any bits where they beep out a lot of bad words from you.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I don't know. There was a talk when they were making the documentary of putting a camera in my room of a night.
Oh, no.
I said, no, I need somewhere I can cry alone.
Absolutely.
Curled up with me blankie.
I want to see you cry. I haven't seen you cry since you found out the Liverpool result from last night.
I don't want to talk about that.
All right, fair enough. Right, 8:39. Give us a text, 811 number 9. You're going to be in watching John on the telly tonight. We'll say hello to you. Right, this is JLS. When my strength was gone and I just gave up. Well, good morning, everyone. It's 10 to 9, so it's a bit of a random show today. However, John Bishop is here. Right. Tonight, 9 o'clock is when it's on. If you want to do your Sport Relief Mile, by the way, on Sunday, hundreds of Sport Relief Miles happening all over the UK. If you want to know where your official Sport Relief Mile is near you, if you go on the radio and website, click Sport Relief, you can type in your postcode and it'll tell you the nearest official mile to where you are. And it's not too late to go and take part. It's all for Sport Relief. And it's a really nice thing to do, actually. And it's nice to be part. I did the mile a good few years ago in Leeds. It was really good fun.
Or you can make it like twin, and you can bring all your mates and do a relay.
Exactly.
Just do a bit of a mile. You do 10 yards, and your mates can do the rest.
Exactly. Andrew in Bexhill-on-Sea will be watching tonight, John. Claire in Northampton will be watching. Georgia in Cumbria. Lauren in Wellingborough. Brad from Ashford's Defo watching. That's like proper Scouse talk.
Defo.
Paul in Gloucester. Lucy in Newark. Andy in Rochdale. Marge in Bristol. I gave £20 and I'll be watching tonight, says Dan in Wiltshire. Thank you, Dan. Catherine in York, Josh in Norwich, Kevin Washington, Jenna in Salisbury. John, you're a ledge, says Faye in sunny Winsford.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
I grew up in Winsford.
The what?
I lived in Winsford.
You didn't?
I did live in Winsford.
Oh.
I did. I lived on an estate in Winsford.
Which one?
Crook Lane Estate.
Isn't all of Winsford an estate?
It is.
Crook Lane?
Crook Lane.
App for you when you were younger.
It's where they moved all the scouts out to, bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. That's where they moved us all out to when they knocked the houses down in Liverpool. There you go. See, you're learning something
I'm
now, aren't you?
Loving it.
About the slum clearances of the mid-60s.
Wow.
Hello, Dave, well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you, thank you.
Enjoy it.
It was all right. It's warm up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I always find it doesn't matter if you've never run a mile before or you're a marathon runner. 1 mile, it's further than you think.
Yeah.
And you get hot and sweaty doing it. Yeah. And you're out of breath.
You do if you've got a wig on.
The high-vis jacket was maybe a mistake, and the policeman's hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't help the sweatiness.
Can I just say, by the way, since you finished, Twin still hasn't actually got the thing running yet. I take it that is Twin, by the way.
No, he has been running. Yeah. Keep stopping.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine if I disappeared?
Is that Twin?
Yes.
Because he's wearing a blonde... I take it that's a wig he's wearing.
Yeah.
A blonde wig.
Yeah. No, because
Twin, are you all right?
I don't think he can hear you because they're doing a one extra link up.
Oh.
Oh, you, okay. You can now.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
You don't look very comfortable.
Oh, who am I talking to now? No, I'm all right,
Hey, Twin.
Who are you?
Hey. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Chris Moyles.
Hello, Chris Moyles.
I do the show on the other radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? That's up there with
you know
the other
the
day.
One. Yeah. All right, well, good luck, Twin. I'm cutting off now.
Whatever. Who are you?
Who am I talking to? He stood there with a blonde wig on going, who am I talking to?
Outrageous. you don't have to do a mile on Sunday, do you, for Sport Relief? At some point, it has to finish.
Leave him alone.
Today is your mile.
Today I'll do my mile today. I can't do Sunday because I'm transferring myself somewhere. I'm coming back down to London to do some stuff. When they all start.
But you're going to be on the telly on Friday night and Sport Relief night?
Yeah, I'm hosting a section of it with James Corden.
Beautiful.
Yeah, me and him.
Beautiful.
Anton Deck can't go on forever.
True.
So there's got to be a chance, hasn't there?
Which one would you be?
Well, I don't know, really. I'd probably go for Ant. Yeah. I like Deck, but I'd probably go for Ant.
Right.
Because Deck's the wild, crazy one that people don't really know what's going on.
Oh, I don't know. In their day, when they have a drink, they're both going to be a bit wild and crazy.
No, I think there's a chance that we could take over their mantle.
I think so.
I'd love to be in the jungle going, come on, tell us what it felt like.
That's a great job, isn't it?
Oh, what a great
thing.
And you know what? They're brilliant, aren't they?
They are brilliant.
You could just have them and nobody in the jungle. Yeah. Just have them talking to themselves.
The new Ant and Deck. Bish and Corden. Although, can you really see James Corden hosting a show called Saturday Night Takeaway? I don't know if it's suit him. Morning, James.
Yeah.
All right, so what else? Then you need to have a break. You need to have an actual
break.
I'll
be done, yeah, and then I'll get on with my life then.
You and the missus need to kind of, you know, have some chill time.
Chill time?
Yeah.
Well, we can. We get a house done up.
Right.
By builders, which means I just ate everybody until they're finished.
Right.
And so when that's done, then we'll probably have some chill time.
I bet you're a very, you know, from what I know of you, you seem like a very calm man. And builders, you know,
very tolerant. They're very good. They always do things at the time that they said that they would do for the price that they said they would do it. Yeah, I hope they've got it all in the van.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's all good. And how is your lad? How's Joe,
the one who rode into the bus. He's all right.
And how's the bus?
The bus? He caved in the window, and it's one of those things, the glass gave way. Mm. He'd have hit the metal bit, and his head would have gave way. So, very, very lucky.
Where is he? Is he at home?
No, he's back at college now. He's fine. He's literally fine, done, finished, okay.
Well,
it's just one of those things, isn't it?
But to get that news, when...
The bike's written off.
Expensive bikes, aren't they now?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like being in the doctor's surgery and buying expenses.
It's more than you think. They're thousands now.
Well, it depends what bike you get, doesn't it?
I think it's more concerned about his son.
I know,
bike.
Yeah, but his son's fine.
I know you can make another kid, can't you?
Well, anyway, we'll all be tuned in tonight.
Well, thank you.
And it's and obviously it's going to be very weird for you.
It's odd, you know what? I'm not even sure. I'll be dead honest with you. We had this conversation last night. I'm not even sure I'll be able to sit and watch it because when I'm doing me work, I'm not the best at watching me doing stand up. But watching me be me, I think it'll be odd.
Oh, well, I wonder what you can do instead.
You've got to watch it.
I will watch it at some point, yeah. It's just...
So you're not having, like, a big sort of open house screening?
No, because I've got to stay down in London.
Oh, okay, of course.
So, well, the kids, they'll watch it at home, and family will watch it at home, and you know, it'd be watching a hotel room with a bottle of wine on my own. You know, maybe hang around your back garden, watch you through your window.
That's not code, by the way. He means literally.
Sport relief!
It's more of a yard than a garden, anyway.
No, we're giving him options of things that he can do.
Do tonight.
Yeah. Although my option is you can come round and just chill with... I've got my folks around tonight, so you can just come round and hang with a cup of tea if you want. Although we are actually watching your documentary at 9, so that might be weird. But we can put a movie on or something and record it.
I know, it'd be weird. Be weird sat in someone else's...
I've got Last Night's Apprentice on Sky.
Oh, yeah, because I remember you were promising Alan Sugar that you were going to watch it.
Yeah, well, I watched half it the day before.
In fact, I feel like Alan Sugar. You promised him yesterday you were going to watch his show. You're saying to me you're going to watch mine. You'll probably be out again tonight.
I'll be out with tomorrow's guest.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Me and Holly will be on the last tonight.
Do you want to know who got thrown out last night, or do you know?
No, okay, I actually don't know, but I'm going to watch it.
Because
do you know what? I wouldn't know the names of them anyway, right. So I need to kind of watch it again. But did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole show?
Yeah. Who ends?
Did you notice the woman that I referred to as saying?
Yeah, the tutty lady.
Woman.
Yeah. Ugh. I said tutty.
Doesn't she just do that
absolutely
all the way through?
That's all I noticed now is, oh.
This woman, the whole show.
But all the girls just want to scratch each other's eyes out.
I know.
I mean, it's so, it's just so catty.
They're all cows. And I mean that in a nice way.
Yeah. Because it is a nice way of calling someone a cow, isn't it?
Yeah. No, in a nice way. Oh, cow.
Oh. Yeah. I'll be honest, I can't get into The Apprentice. I like watching it, but I can't get into it because once you start, you've got to follow it through. And it's just annoying because you can see all... As you said yesterday, you can see all the things that they're doing wrong. And you sit there going, no, don't do that.
It's obvious sometimes.
It is. Mm. It is. And you just... I think after the first... It would be great. The Apprentice would be brilliant if... After the first pro and the first sax, he just went, you're all rubbish. Just none of you are going to make it. I'd give you a go at selling cups on an high street and you're trying to sell a flask.
I think if Lord Sugar saw the show that we all see before he went into the boardroom, I think he would go, you. Just go.
Well, you could eliminate some of them just off their introduction piece. You know the fella that you said he was a business shark? He was the top of the food chain, right? Yeah. Instantly out. Gone. And the other one as well, the best line of the thing was someone who described himself as the reflection of perfection.
That's right.
gone. Take your pull-along luggage and go.
No, a reflection's the other way around, which means if you're the reflection of perfection, you're crap.
You know, I mean, when it comes to business, you know, B for business. I mean, that's my middle name, you know, and they call me Mikey B, and the B stands for business. So be careful when I'm around. What does that mean? Mm. I don't know, but it sounds great though, right? Right, sounds really good. And I still just wish someone would go, I'm an estate agent. And what do you do? Sell houses? What does business mean to you? We sell houses. I'm quite good at it. Generally hit my monthly target. And do you think you'd be the perfect choice for Alan to choose you? I don't know actually. Probably not. But I'll give it a go. I want that.
I'm here to make up the numbers.
Yeah.
But you're like that in any interview, aren't you? No one's ever honest. You don't say, look, I'm saying no because I need the money.
Yeah. You don't say that you're the shark at the top of the food chain, do you?
You don't sit there going,
I'm the reflection of perfection.
You should be a DJ. Hey!
Hey, what do you mean by that?
Well, because it's DJ. Yeah, not you.
Right.
Because I don't regard you as a DJ.
Thanks.
I regard you as a fella in the morning on the radio. What I mean is...
John, following the compliment from last night, when John said to me after dinner, we were having a little drink, and John said something like, a lot of people don't like you. I didn't like you before I met you. I've got to be honest with you. And I'm like, thanks, John. And he goes, well, I didn't.
It's true, though. It's true. And you know, because I didn't know you. And now, and also, I've spent time listening to you in the car on my own. It's brilliant. Yeah. I have to leave the house to listen to
you. Just sit on the drive in the car.
In the car, I'm going with a flat. It's better listening at this way. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. I'm not.
I like the randomness.
Listen, love, I'm not ignoring you. I'm listening to the show. I'm just concentrating on the show. That's what it is. All right, well, let's play a couple of songs. John is going to do...
Life, yeah.
What's up?
I think I'm going upstairs, aren't I?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you've got to go and do your mile for Sport Relief, which is very good of you.
And then you're coming back or not?
I don't know.
Have you got running gear?
Yeah, I brought it with me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do it in the shirt I was wearing yesterday.
It wasn't yesterday, it was Monday.
Yeah, but it's not a running shirt, is it? There is something a bit scruffy about that. That's not a running shirt. It's either a really cool thing to do or a stinky thing to do.
The thing was, I thought, well, I need something I'm going to sweat in, right? I've only worn it like once. So I'll wear it for this and then that's it done.
No.
No point wasting a clean.
You not washed that since you wore it the other day?
No, but I only wore it like once. Geez.
No. Do you have underpants for sport and normal underpants?
No, the same.
The same. See, that's they're not, right.
They're not Mondays Grundies.
No. Right, it's just it doesn't smell.
No, it's
just
that Sunday.
Monday. No, but when I was packing my bag this morning, I thought, oh, that'll do because I just need something to sweat in for 10 minutes. It's fine, it doesn't smell. I'm not a smelly person anyway.
All right, well, good. I hope
some people are, but I'm not.
Yeah, but I've never seen anyone in the gym dressed like that.
That's why I don't go to the gym.
Fair enough.
There you go, you should do.
And if you did, they'd start a trend.
Mm. You should do. Change the fashion of the gym industry.
Well, you know, that's what you need. If you go to the gym, you've got to always check your bag. You've got everything. Trainers, yes. Socks, yes. Shorts, yes. Pink polo neck, yes. Yeah. Got that. All
smart cash. Smart cash.
Ralph Lauren jacket. Oh, got it. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. All right. Well, look.
I'm going to
we'll talk to you after you.
Yeah, I'll see you in a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Bishop. There he goes. Right, this is a new track. It's Connor Maynard. This is called Can't Say No. Ladies and gentlemen, now running on the treadmill, his Sport Relief mile with the crowd of Anfield behind him, the one and only John Bishop! Yeah!
He's a vegetarian, you know.
What? Stop clapping.
Stop the treadmill.
How are you, John?
I'm all right, Christopher. How are you?
Can I just say, you're the first person to go on there and look really fit.
You look like a pro.
No chance.
Yeah, you do.
I'm loving the backdrop.
It's great, isn't it?
Nice, isn't it?
John must be the first vegetarian to row the channel. In history, probably.
Oh, I don't know.
I reckon that must be a new record.
I probably am. I don't know how you'd ever find out, though.
No. Matt, well, we could...
You know what you could do with that woman? You are what you eat. You could get...
Gillian McKeith.
To get everyone who's ran the channel to go round their house and find out.
Gillian McKeith, you are what you eat. I can't do any jokes about that woman, I'm afraid, because none of them are broadcastable. How long have you done so far on the treadmill?
A third of a mile.
Good lad.
Oh, wow.
You are on fire. Look at you. You're a machine, Bishop.
What's your speed?
I don't know. Oh. Hang on, it's going 6 miles. 6 miles an hour, is it? 6 miles an hour.
That can't be right.
Why?
Because you look like you're running faster than Dom. Mm. Dom said he's running 6'8".
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's because Dom's got long legs.
I think it's because he burnt up.
He also had the sombrero one.
Yeah, he did.
That makes you look fast.
It does.
John has gone for the simple Sport Relief 2012 T-shirt, which are, by the way, available if you really want one for this year. And he's not gone for any ridiculous... Although, you have put... Look, is that a stupid wig you've got on, John? Or is it a weave?
Unfortunately, that's what happens when you're in your mid-40s and trying to make it.
Hey, Dave, me and John were joking last night about our mutual friend that we refer to as Francis.
Oh, yeah.
And his magical weave.
Yes, yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. And obviously we call him Francis so we don't give away who he is, John. Mm.
Yeah. Rossi, you mean?
It's... It's secret code, John.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that's why we call him Francis.
No one's listening to this.
Believe it or not, yeah, you're probably right. Good. Well, keep it up, John. Is there anything we can play? Like, when you do run, does music help you? Would you like to hear anything?
You know what? I used to run with iPods in, but when I started doing the big distances, I didn't.
Right.
Because I used to get sick of it. Play whatever you like.
Alad, anything?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Go on.
Play One Direction, because when I set off, that was the song that you played before I set off.
Ah. And we could play it for
and
Tina as well.
It was in my head for 185 miles.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
I'm very sorry. Well, it's apt as well, because Tina and Harry from One Direction were tweeting each other yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. About putting cinnamon in your mouth.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's really not. It's a literal conversation. Yeah.
Apparently not, John.
It's difficult to do, apparently.
But we'll fill you in later.
That's what his reply said.
No. Happy running.
Oh, it's on. Are you ready?
I'm loving it.
I like the dancing.
For John Bishop, who is running on a mile on the treadmill for our big sport relief run day. If I keep looping it, he has to keep on running. And look at that background.
It looks great, doesn't it?
John.
Oh, and I saw me dreams rolled into one.
John.
Running in front of the cop, listening to One Direction.
Well, hang on, we can
what
change.
What more can any man want?
We can change it, John, if you really want to. We can change the backdrop.
A load of steaks.
Yeah. Ooh. There's a load of steaks chasing you, John, you veggie. Get running.
That's what it's like. You've got the cop, you've got steaks. You're just showing things in my life that I'll never have.
Yeah, all right, we'll show you a finished house with a building on time.
And a really cheap bill.
All right, John, we'll play this now. Here we go. Keep it up. 9:24, this is One Direction. You're insecure, don't know what for. That's what makes you beautiful. Especially for John Bishop, that's his favourite song ever. One Direction. How's the run?
All right, I've nearly finished.
Good lad.
Oh, Freya's next.
0.95 of a mile.
0.95 of a mile.
Who's next?
It's Freya.
Fern's next. Fern's next.
Oh, Fern is. Oh.
Yeah, it's the vegetarian section.
Ah. It's the mung bean mile.
Yep, veggies back to back.
Here she's coming up.
John Bishop. John Bishop.
Oh, Fern's stretching in front of me.
Can I? All right, steady. Don't want to put you off. Don't get excited. Knock that camera over. Do you know what? Do you know what is funny?
Done it.
It's gone, love, John. Have you done it?
Done it.
Well done.
Yay.
Good lad.
Was
oh
that,
my God, look at him.
Was that easier or harder than your first challenge you did for Sport Relief? How does it rate?
Yeah, oh, it was still hard. And yeah. It was halfway through there. I just had to think of the reasons I'm doing it for Sport Relief,
sure,
and for the kids. Yeah. Half a mile in, I felt like giving up, but it's the support of everyone off Radio 1 that kept me going.
Well, God love you, and you look, I'm just looking at you now, and you look amazing.
Oh, go away with you.
No,
not as amazing as what's coming on next.
Fern Cotton?
Fern Cotton.
Oh, please. Knowing her, she'll be dressed like some kid out of Glee.
Out of Glee? To be fair.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, well, we'll get to see her. So, John, good luck. Well, go and get rested, and we'll come down and say goodbye.
All right, see you,
see you in a bit. Tonight, John Bishop's Week of Health for Sport Relief will be on TV. You've got to watch it.
Can't
9 o'clock, BBC One. It's going to be immense. Let me just move. Shall I see if I can move the screen? Has John Bishop gone, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, he has.
Oh, is he gone?
Yes. Right. He said cheerio.
I imagine he's gone back to bed now. He'll be knackered.